What is happening? Nick Pollock here from PitcherList. I want to give you a heads up of what is ahead here for PitcherList for the rest of the year of 2025, and then what's coming next in 2026. And in the very short term, I'm recording this before I fly off to Arizona for First Pitch Arizona. And if you're in Phoenix, Arizona, or Mesa, Arizona right now, and you don't know about First Pitch Arizona, you're doing it wrong. But let me know if you're there. I would love to just meet up with you, and a lot of our PitcherList crew will be there. Kyle Bland, Rick Graham, Chris Weber, Josh Sperry, Martin Sokolsky, and many others. So make sure that you let me know. But I wanted to let you know what's ahead for the rest of the year. And right now, we actually just released our first draft of our 2026 projections, which is fantastic. They will be out as our V1, 1.0 version next week. And these are PLV projections. Remember, these are not your traditional results-based projections. These are utilizing PLV. And we've done research to see how well they performed, and I am so excited to share the results with you as they are incredibly competitive and also showcase things that a lot of the other systems, if not all of them, completely miss. So we love these projections, and we are incredibly proud to root them in a lot of things that we are, or make them the root of a lot of things that we are developing. Also, in tandem with that, we're doing two things. One, we are making lifetime subscriptions open again for a limited time. We only have so many that we are willing to provide for our readers. So if you have been interested in getting a lifetime PL Plus or PL Pro subscription, now is the time to do it. I imagine they will be sold out by the end of the year, if not way before then. So go to pitcherlist.com/premium and go look at lifetime. I will guarantee you right now, PitcherList will be doing what we're doing for a very long time. And if you want to get in and help support us to get the things that you want in your hands faster, is the best way to do it is to get PL Lifetime. And in tandem with the Lifetime subscriptions, we are also launching 2.0 of our Live Draft Assistant. This has some bug fixes, a better cheat sheet, our 2026 projections inside of it. And we also have a new design that we aren't going to have in this one, but it will be there in 2026. And for your drafts in February and March, we should have that new updated design, which is just a lot easier, a lot cleaner. And we're really excited about what we're doing with the Live Draft Assistant. And we're continuing to improve it every single year. So if you loved it last year, which I certainly did, I used it for Tat Wars, I used it for my hometown league. You will absolutely love this update as well. It is exclusive for PL Pro members, both of the 2026 and the Live Draft Assistant. Also, you guys are probably waiting for my team breakdowns, and I get it. So I am going to be doing two things, a few things with it. One, I'm going to be making them free this year. The article itself last year would give a preview of just one player, and then you would have to have PL Pro to watch the rest or read the rest of it until my 2026 rankings would come out. And then it would have all the blurbs written free and you can go back and look at them. Now, all of them will be free. You'll be reading the blurbs of February's rankings before everyone else, before they are all smattered together and ranked. However, if you have PL Pro, you will get extra things too. So one, you will get my research sheet that I have for every single pitcher. This is what I use to go over every pitcher, and I do look at video as well, but really this is where I can create the foundation of my analysis, and it will provide, it provides for me, it has the movement chart for every single pitch, it has their 2026 projections inside of it, their 2025 stats, an overview table, but also it breaks down every single pitch by handedness and data for every pitch. Also, their trends throughout the year, a strike zone plot so you can see if they move from inside to outside, where the locations change for the first half, second half, and for the entire season. It is incredible. I cannot express enough. I went back and forth with Kyle Blank creating this for every single team. So there is a sheet for every team, and it goes through all the pitchers, and you have a table of contents essentially on the left that you just skip to a sidebar. You just go to that pitcher and go straight down to it. It is incredible. And you can have direct access to this. So everybody who likes doing their own research on players and really understand how I do this and how I do my analysis, you have access to that with PL Pro. You also have, of course, the projections inside of it, but you also will get the early ranking. And what happens when I do these team breakdowns is I write the main blurb on them. I also have the quick take, yes. But then what I do in the back end that you guys normally don't see is I do make my top 400 already. I give them a label and I essentially bucket everybody and say, okay, cool, you're going to be in this tier, you're going to be in that tier, just like I did with the top 200. I am going to be doing it for my top 300, top 400. I don't know where it's going to be. Also inside of that are my initial thoughts on prospects. That is, you'll see inside of every one of these team breakdowns, I have my takes on the major prospects, and I will be putting them into buckets as well, saying, hey, look, these are the prospect pitchers I think are very interesting for 2026, and these are not. You will have access to this as these articles come out, and they'll all be coming out before the end of the year. My goal is to have all of these done and published and every single day starting November 17th. One a day through the middle of December. So if you want the ultimate experience with these, that is the early ranking access, the 2026 player projections, and the research sheet where you can become a better analyst, where you don't even need me. You can just quickly look it up and get your own take on it, because obviously I have my biases too. I understand. And you can actually learn about this stuff, which is not, it's not as difficult as it might seem. It's a really amazing sheet. You should have it for yourself. You would have to have Peel Pro for that. And of course, you get an ad-free experience. It is so much better reading our website without ads. I really hate that we have to have ads, but that's how the whole thing works. And I would love it if everyone just has subscriptions and you would just, we didn't have to do any advertising whatsoever, but that's just not how it is, unfortunately. So you all understand that. And of course, if you get Peel Pro, you get more than just these better team breakdowns. You get everything else, which I'm going to explain now, because in 2026, we are introducing some incredible things. First and foremost, I know a lot of you have been asking for a dedicated draft kit, and we are still talking about the best way to deliver this for you. But what we are planning at the moment is our, at the very minimum, is essentially our three main, or actually our four main ranking articles. That is the Dynasty rankings, my rankings of my starting pitchers, Scott Chu with his hitters, and Rick Graham with his closers and safe plus holds relievers. All of those inside of one PDF that you can just read on your own time. And also at the end of it, we would have our dedicated cheat sheets. So that is its own separate product. And we would pair that with with one draft for your live draft assistant. That is the idea right now. We're not exactly sure what it's going to be, but that's what we're trying to do for you for 2026. And that is separate as an add-on, or not an add-on, a separate thing if you don't want a full subscription. But this is also something you would get if you had a PL Pro or a PL Plus. Now, the main thing that we've been working on, and you might have heard me talk about it before, is the PL Pro dashboard. And this has been a dream of mine for many, many years. And I am so excited to be launching our first iteration of it this year. It's likely going to be a beta. That is, it's not really the 1.0 version of all the features we really want for it to be the ultimate product, really the product that we envisioned out from the start. However, the plan is to have it as a place where you can manage all your fantasy baseball leagues in one place, and you'd be importing your fantasy teams from Fantrax, from Yahoo, from ESPN, CBS, and NFBC, and you would have all of your leagues visualized in one place. No longer go into Fantrax and Yahoo to see how everything is going on these different teams. You actually have them inside of this dashboard, and you just go and check out your leagues there. And what's inside of it is not your run-of-the-mill projection systems telling you to drop Freddie Freeman for Paul Goldschmidt or something like that, right? What we are doing is we are creating specialized widgets for you utilizing the data that we have access to. And that means we can give you rolling process plus charts for your players, not just like any where you have to go to some app or go to some website to do research on a specific player to see if they are worth your time. Now all of this information is being fed to you. Here are the guys who are free agents who are considerable based on these metrics, right? Hey, you have a threshold of saying, look, I need someone in the past 30 days or past 15 days with a WOBA above this. I want to know that. And who's a free agent on my team, bam, it's going to be there for you on your homepage, right? This is the kind of stuff that saves you so much time. I can't express enough. Also, it will have inside of it my streaming recommendations for your lineup and for those who are free agents. My four tiers of questionable, probable, auto start, etc. That will be automated into the dashboard in the regular season so that you can quickly know, hey, Nick says it's the do not start. Maybe I should reconsider this or a questionable one. Oh man, this is a problem. Okay, I might do this one while this guy's a questionable. It is all going to be there for you. So I love this. I am so excited. And by the way, if you have PL Pro right now, you'll know that we have these amazing apps like the Process Plus leaderboards, rolling charts, the pitcher movement profiles, our pitcher cards, our minor league prospect cards, which are incredible and allows me to get insight on pitchers before they get called up, our live data app, which stopped working at the end of last year, and we are incorporating it into our PL Pro dashboard. All of our apps will be inside of this Pro dashboard in one home. Also, my 14-day ahead SP sit start grid, that is my four tiers of rankings for the daily streaming, right? Those four tiers, I apply those for all pitchers 14 days ahead. And we also have 28 days expected rotation matchups. So you can get ahead of saying, oh man, this pitcher is going to be facing the Pirates and then hosting the Rockies for Rocky Road in about 2-3 weeks. So you can actually get ahead of that if you know you're going to have an empty bench spot for the next week or two. All of this stuff, we will be sharing more about the PL Pro dashboard in January for PitchCon 26, which will begin on January 29th. So we are so stoked for that. We hope you're going to be there at PitchCon as well. But there's so much working here behind the scenes at PitcherList. We are excited beyond belief for the work that has been done and to get all this stuff in your hands. And yes, there are all these other things that we're doing for 2027 and beyond. Yes, we understand the need for a mobile app. And for us, once we get this PL Pro dashboard on its way, then we create an app that integrates a lot of these elements for you. We don't believe that making an app right now is worthwhile until we have that product also, so that you can get notifications for your teams directly onto your phone and be able to follow the things that you want and the information that you need on your phone, quickly accessible with the dashboard, essentially. And then we will then have the mobile app as well for just keeping up with the articles on our site. In addition to that, it is the very beginnings of it, and I have making no promises. However, the last about 4 months or so, I've been working closely with a fantastic video game developer, and we are building out a baseball game for PC and mobile. So more details to that in the future, but we are so excited about that one. I can't express enough how fun it will be. And that's just some of the things that we are working on under the hood here at PitcherList. So thank you all so much for listening to this podcast and for subscribing to us. Subscribing is the number one way to ensure that these things get made and are in your hands. If you like what we do, you like this podcast, you like PitcherList, please consider supporting us. It keeps the lights on. It allows us to have not only full-time staff here, which we do now. We have three of them, which is incredible. I find it incredibly important to run a business the right way, and I just want to create that company for everyone. So the more that you can support us, the more that we can do it right and be sustainable for the future. So sincerely from my heart, thank you all so much for listening to these podcasts and supporting us. And I'm so excited to get all of this into your hands by the end of the year and in 2026. And that is it for today. So enjoy those podcasts and team breakdowns starting the middle of November. I hope to see some of you at First Pitch Arizona. Let me know your thoughts about all the things I outlined here if you listen to this. And I will see you all shortly. But that is it for today. So my name is Nick Pollock. And may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.